ABC News.
And it is our 25th anniversary today. You are listening to News Radio on the 25 years since the station began broadcasting on the airwaves. Originally, those with long memories may remember we were called the Parliamentary and News Network, PNN for short. The station used the parliamentary broadcasting frequencies, which were not being used when Parliament was in session. So one of those who is instrumental in news radio sounding like it does today as a news network is Kate Dundas, who was the ABC's head of national networks from 2004 to 2007 and then as director of radio between 2009 and 2014. And Kate Dundas joins me now. Kate, thanks for your time this morning.
That's fine, Fiona, and happy birthday, everyone.
Well, thank you. And at the beginning, of course, the news radio frequencies, as we heard, were set up to broadcast federal parliament. Why was there a need, do you think, to create a network for news?
I think there are a couple of needs, really. I think that term necessity is the mother of invention is true. The parliament had been broadcast since 1946, and really broadcast spectrum was a very finite resource. So having all that spare time around parliamentary proceedings, you know, in the mornings, in the nights, on the weekends, was sort of sitting there. That and the fact that really we were moving into a world of continuous news. And I've got to say, absolutely ahead of its time in terms of, certainly in terms of Australian radio.
Absolutely it was. But I mean, it was you as manager that was keen to see a change to news radio's format to rolling continuous news. What made you all those years ago see the need for that?
Well, in fact, I pay credit to the people in 1994 that started it. I was in radio then and I was working in policy. In fact, I wrote some of the briefings for Parliament on it. But really there were people before me, and David Hill as Managing Director had the foresight to see it, and Ian Wolfe, who worked in news, had in radio, had the wherewithal to put it together. But you're right, it actually started in the 2000s, really, I suppose, to take on a more professional rolling clock, if you like, so to make sure that we had the clock right, that people could be updated on news, and also, you know, what is the network there for? It is there to broadcast Parliament. That's part of the Parliamentary Proceedings Act. But really, we wanted to be able to have lots of Australians have access to news at any point rather than waiting for appointment news on the hour.
And there was something in particular, wasn't there, about rolling news and news on demand that really eventually saw digital and internet radio happen, and that enabled news radio to broadcast that rolling news even when Parliament was in session.
Exactly, and that was a big turning point. Firstly, being able to stream, I think 2002 that might have been, but in 2009 when digital radio came on board in the capital cities, it meant we could completely split away and people with digital radios could in fact just listen to a rolling news format. So being able to split the network like that and have people stream just the rolling news format or Parliament, and likewise on digital radio, has been wonderful. The other thing, of course, that happened during that time was a massive expansion into regional Australia with the funding and help of federal government. But, you know, when news radio first started, or PNN first started, it was, it was actually the standby transmitters, I think, in the capital cities. And I remember in 2009, when I became director of radio, the 50th transmitter for news radio in Tamworth opened. And it's a big deal to regional communities to have another radio service, particularly one that carries news in a continuous format. And now I think news radio is up to over 700 transmitters throughout Australia.
The beauty, I guess, of an evolving media landscape is the fact that our reach has grown to so many different platforms, and you did kind of allude briefly before to the advent of digital technologies. So with that in mind, what do you think the next 25 years holds for ABC News Radio?
Very good question, Fiona. I have actually thought about this, strangely enough, every so often. I actually think, and this is a completely personal opinion, I'm not with the ABC anymore, but I actually think that it would be fantastic for Parliament to, because it has digital services and, you know, streams on television, its committees, etc., if it split away completely and had its own digital platform that ran Parliament and parliamentary proceedings, and that News Radio split away and ran a continuous rolling news service. I think for regional Australians that would be fantastic, and I think for, you know, people in the city have more opportunity because we have digital radio, unless digital radio is extended regionally. But in the cap cities, we can turn on a digital radio and have news radio as a rolling news service continuously. You can't do that when you're driving out in the country. So that's what I think. I think the other thing is that News Radio has always been an incredibly efficient network, and you would know that. It's a very small team. Obviously, more resources are always welcome, but they're not necessarily able to be provided. But I think, changes in production technology may get more efficiency, but it's hard to say.
Absolutely. Appreciate you going down memory lane with us this morning. Thanks very much, Kate.
Thank you, Fiona. Bye-bye.
Kate Dunder speaking to us there as the former head of the ABC's national networks from 2004 to 2007, and then as a former head of radio, as we heard, between 2009 and 2014, on what is our 25th anniversary of broadcasting.
ABC News.